Baltimore County Republicans are hoping to take control of the county's government in 2018. They're fielding candidates to try to seize the county executive's job, as well as win a majority on the county council. WIPR's John Lee is on the line to tell us more. John, let's start with the county executive's race. What's happening there?
Nathan, over the weekend, Al Redmer Jr. entered the race for county executive. Redmer is the state insurance commissioner. He also held that job during the Ehrlich administration, and he's no newcomer to running for elected office. Redmer served in the General Assembly for 13 years. And as for why he's running, Redmer says there's a decades-old culture of cronyism in the county that needs to go.
If you know the right people, if you make the right contributions, you're able to get things done and get them done in a prompt and efficient way. If you don't know the right folks, oftentimes you are in the back of the line, and it's an unresponsive line.
Now, this is a theme we'll hear throughout this race. One of the likely Democratic candidates for county executive, State Senator Jim Brochin, has been hitting it hard as well. Redmer also says not enough money is being spent on infrastructure, maintenance, and technology in the county, and that some neighborhoods are being neglected.
And Redmer is not the only Republican in the race.
Delegate Pat McDonough announced last year that he's running for county executive. He actually kicked off his campaign officially over the weekend. McDonough aligns himself with President Trump and has come out swinging against Redmer. Last week, McDonough released a list of what he said was Redmer's bad baggage, including that he's an establishment candidate who will divide the county GOP. Redmer shakes that off, saying that's, quote, Pat being Pat.
He'll be making stuff up for the next 9 months, and I'm going to do my very best to avoid him.
Republicans believe they have a real shot of winning this race. Registered Democrats do outnumber Republicans by about 2-1 in the county, but Governor Hogan carried the county easily in 2014, and he personally endorsed Redmer over the weekend. On the other hand, Hillary Clinton easily carried the county in 2016, and the last Republican elected county executive was in 1990.
What's happening on the Democratic side of the county executive's race?
The three likely candidates for that race have been known for a while. I mentioned Senator Brochin, who will make his candidacy official at an event October 19th. Former delegate Johnny Yashefsky Jr. has already announced, and Councilwoman Vicki Almond is expected to jump in as well later this fall. So while in 2014 the county executive's race was a bit of a snoozer, not so in 2018. Big reason why that's the case is Kevin Kamenetz is term limited, cannot run again, and of course, he's now running for governor.
That's county executive. There are also the county council races.
Right, and one to watch is the 6th District. Kathy Bevins is the current councilwoman. She's a Democrat. She says she will run for a third term next year. Bevins' district includes a portion of eastern Baltimore County, which is voting more conservatively, and her district is wedged between two other districts currently with Republican council members. So the GOP believes she's vulnerable. The council is controlled by the Democrats 4-3. If the GOP flips one seat, that changes. So Bevins knows she has a political target on her back.
The Republican Party would very much so like a Republican majority on the council, and I'm it. So they're coming for me.
Indeed, two Republicans have already filed to run in Bevins' district. Bevins says in the meantime, she'll just keep doing her job. For instance, since she's been on council, Bevins says her office has handled more than 5,000 issues from constituents. And helping constituents, Nathan, is the bread and butter for any local official who wants to get elected.
The filing deadline for next year's elections in February, the primaries in late June, and we will be bringing you a lot more on the Baltimore County races in the months to come. John Lee covers Baltimore County politics for WIPR. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.